This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Sina Sharp, who is a pioneer founding one of the first competitive intelligence firms in the United States. In fact, a major publisher, John Wiley, asked her to write the book on this topic, Competitive Intelligence Advantage, How to Minimize Risk, Avoid Surprises, and Grow Your Business in a Changing World. And it has already received more than 65 star reviews on Amazon, a huge number for a business book. She also speaks globally to business groups and students on how to make smarter decisions that will maximize their efforts and grow their business. Sina, certainly is a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is competitive intelligence and how will it help my or anyone's company?
All right. Well, competitive intelligence is relatively unknown in terms of the term, although it's been around for 30, 40 years. I started my company 30 years ago, and as you mentioned, it was one of the first firms in the U.S. It's a $50 word that describes what you need to know when you're making a decision. In short, it's doing your homework so that what you believe to be true and what the reality of the marketplace are mesh. They come together so that you make smarter decisions the first time, saving you time, effort, as well as getting you the results that you're seeking.
Well, tell me, why are there so many poor decisions out there?
Well, Americans are very confident people. I'm not saying that we're arrogant, but we're very confident, and we really believe passionately, whether we're coming up with a new product or service or we're working inside of a company with what we're doing, we really believe we know our business and industry, and there's no one else who knows it better than we do. So we feel very self-confident about making decisions. As a result, most business decisions are based on experience, data, intuition, and assumptions. And we don't realize that all of those things, experience, data, et cetera, all of those things reflect the past. They may no longer be true today. But what's more important is that those things don't capture what's changing and emerging. Changing and emerging means today and tomorrow. Those are the only times you're going to sell your product and service. So it's far more important to know what's currently happening and what's shifting and changing than to know what's happened in the past. Yes, the past is important for all kinds of reasons, but we can no longer believe that what worked yesterday is going to work today. And so it's really important that it's your benefit to know what is the most current information, because you will be far ahead of your competitors who similarly rely on the past.
Chapter 4 in your book is titled, Why Fixating on Competitors is Misguided. Isn't beating your competitors key to succeeding?
Well, a lot of companies think that. The purpose of your company is to make money, to satisfy customers, to attract customers. If you beat competitors, that might be a bonus. But that's not the purpose of your business. You could beat every one of your competitors and still not get the success that you're seeking, the sales or the customers or the market share. Business is not a zero-sum game in which one side wins and the other side loses. That's true in sports. That's true in politics. But it's not true in business. I mean, think about almost every single industry has hundreds, thousands, or more of the same kind of, quote, competitors. Think of where you live. There are so many new restaurants that I have opened up in the last year or two. And you say, in this economy, do we really need another restaurant? If that restaurant satisfies customers, they will attract customers regardless of how many other competitors are around. So the whole idea is to find out what is most valuable, what's most important for your customers. I mean, the other thing we have to think about is that companies are far more obsessed with competitors than customers are. Customers don't care that much about competitors. They only care about getting what they want, when they want it, at the price they want, in the packaging they want. And this is true whether it's business to business, business to consumer. It's also true for nonprofits, and it's true for educational institutions. It goes across the board. Give customers what they want, and they will buy from you. The other issue with competitors is that we assume that they know something better than we do. We assume our competitors are smarter. So we need to pay attention to them. I'm not suggesting we ignore them. We need to pay attention to them. But they shouldn't be the focus of our business.
I couldn't agree any further with that. Now, today we're joined by Sina Sharp, who is a pioneer founding one of the first competitive intelligence firms in the United States. Also, the author of the book, Competitive Intelligence Advantage, How to Minimize Risk, Avoid Surprises, and Grow Your Business in a Changing World, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sina, what are some tips for staying current?
Well, there are a number of ways to do that. The first thing that most of us do is go to Google. I use Google. I think Google is fabulous. But Google is not a great source for business information. There really is a minimal amount of good, solid business information. You're far better off if you want to use a general search engine in using Bing, which is Microsoft search engine, B-I-N-G, or Google News. Google News is even better than Google. The other thing is find out what are the trade publications for your industry and subscribe to them and read them and follow up. So, for example, if you're in the restaurant business, there is a publication called Restaurant Business, and that covers the industry in general. But then there are literally dozens and dozens and dozens of specific publications for the restaurant business. There's one called Pizza Marketing. Another one, Supermarket News. So find out the specific ones that talk about your industry. And finally, I encourage you to find out the industry newsletters because they are even more current and more specific than the trade magazines. Blogs from experts are okay. Blogs from people you don't know are not because they're opinions and you have no idea what their source of information is or if they're just telling you what they think. Sometimes that could be misleading, which is even worse than having no information. And finally, I would suggest that if you are a company that does business mostly in a local region, in a local city, I would encourage you to check out the local business journal. There are more than 40 cities that have a dedicated business journal. So, for example, I'm in Los Angeles. We have the Los Angeles Business Journal. There's Crane's New York Business, Crane's Chicago Business. There are journals for Denver, for Boston, for over 40 cities. They can be anywhere from 20 to 50 or 60 pages. It's a weekly publication. It will just be filled with information that will suggest opportunities, that will give you names of people to contact so it's much easier to make a call or to visit somebody. Local business journals are newspapers, business newspapers that are very useful.
You emphasize the importance of an external perspective and have a graphic of a puzzle with all the pieces representing other areas that may impact the business. Why does all that matter?
Right. Well, most businesses are very focused on their industry. So, as I said earlier, they're focused on their competitors and they're just focused on what's happening. As a customer, we care about the bigger picture. We care about many other things besides the product or service. We might care about the distribution channel or the packaging or how things are bundled. It may be important to know about regulations in your industry, if that applies, technology, demographics. Almost every business has an idea of a target profile, 18 to 35, for example. But if you have done your homework and your research, you may find out that there is a very significant market of people, let's say 55 to 64. You may want to change the name of your product, you may want to do different marketing, or you just may want to approach them where you haven't before. So it's important to think about what are the external factors that can impact your business. It could also be the suppliers or distributors you work with. It's not enough to have a great product or service. That's the price of entry, is to have a good one. But it's not sufficient to get you the results you're seeking. It's not enough to have a brilliant strategy or marketing plan or smart people or great financials. Those all contribute to a successful business. You need to have a product or service that resonates with the customer, that the customer is attracted to, the customer wants to buy. You give them what they want, they will buy from you.
Tell our listeners where they can be in touch with you and also to get more information.
Right. Well, they can reach me at my website, which is sharpmarket.com. That's S-H-A-R-P as in Peter, market.com. They can reach me at 310-379-5179. Be happy to talk to them for a few minutes if they want to do some research on their own and give them some ideas. The book is available at Amazon. It's called Competitive Intelligence Advantage, and I'm available to speak to your industry, to your customers, to you about how you can be smarter and get the information you need to make good decisions the first time.
She is Sina Sharp, who is a pioneer, founding one of the first competitive intelligence firms in the United States, and author of the book, Competitive Intelligence Advantage, How to Minimize Risk, Avoid Surprises, and Grow Your Business in a Changing World. And the website of reference, once again, is sharpmarket.com. Sina, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.